Hello and welcome to Patchpod, episode 7, I think. I've recorded a couple of different episodes and haven't uploaded them. A couple of reasons, I just haven't been overly happy with them, which really shouldn't be an excuse. I really should be just uploading them anyway. But anyway, I have a show coming up very soon, and that's in a week's time from today, and that's going to be at Miscellanea, opening up for Ike Campbell, with nice music. Yeah, really excited about it, but I've been so busy, I haven't even had a chance to patch yet, so let's put this together now, and we'll see how we go. So I was just having some issues with sample playback. I have preloaded a couple of things into here just to kind of get me going and get me started. This is how I usually will begin with a piece of music. I will start by getting some samples ready. So what do I have? I have Morphogene. I just played some Rhodes into Ableton and bounced it out into my Morphogene. So I'm excited just to have that as like a background kind of backup melody piece. I'm going to probably play this in a lower octave, something like that, and hopefully get it sounding quite spacious. I also have a R-bar. So I'll play this in its usual octave first, just to get a bit of a... So I have... I recorded the Udo Super 6. Playing some of the chords. Which I quite like. Some nice little noises there. So once that's playing through some reverb, I'm sure that's gonna be quite nice. I also intentionally made it quite bright sounding, just because I wanted it to. I wanted it to be filtered. So we'll see which filter I'm going to use for that one. What else? So I have loaded some acoustic piano samples into the Disting, which wasn't working before, but let's give this a try now. I'm also being really conscious for cabling because I want this to be... I want to use my stackables for... Use all my stackables for modulation. I'm going to run into the dry of the Morphogene. See how this sounds. Like a wet and dry or AB there. That's going to be like that for now. There is definitely other options that I have for that. VCA on that because that piano is quite loud. Let's see if I can. So. Why don't you go to envelope? All right, so actually I'm going to put that into channels, let's go 5 and 6. Let's pan those left and right. Let's put this into channel B for now, and I'm going to bring those in. Cool. They're already quite loud. Nice. All right, so all of these have been played to no clock, which I'm very happy about. Sounding nice together. This right now that doesn't. Put this up to its normal octave again. Nice Rhodes piano and an acoustic piano playing together. Very happy with that. But my R bar is sounding weird. That's very, very bizarre. Later, if I need to re-record the Udo into the R bar, it's not a hard thing to do. Okay, so now it's time to get some things happening with the rest of the case, so I have a backbone. Let's start off with the acoustic piano being the kind of main thing, and let's choose a master effect. So I usually use sea legs. This time I might try Magneto as a master effect. I think that'd be cool. Yeah, let's give it a try. See how it goes. All right, so send into Magneto. Yeah, send that into Magneto. Out of Magneto. Into the return. Now, what I'm going to have to do with this is... okay. I must be in some sort of sample mode. There we are. What was I saying after that very weird thing? Oh, yeah, I'm going to try and be really neat with my cabling today. So I might have to, like, change this to be, like, a different length so I can just really wrap them around. Let's bring the dry up. Cautious for my gain levels as well. Sounds quite nice already. Woo, finally. that. Let's turn on the shift heads, see how that sounds. All right. A bit much. Let's... fact that I have this pause. Alright, I'm definitely going to play around with those through the performance. I'm going to keep that as a handheld thing. I'm not going to like send gates or anything to it, because that's really fun. I didn't even really recognize that was an option. All right, so the next thing I need to do is I'm going to have to tune my oscillators. So I have a new filter in here that I'm going to use. I'm going to tune them, and then I'm going to have to maybe work out, make sure that all of the stuff that I'm making is quantized into, I believe it's C-sharp minor, but yeah, we'll give it a go. C-sharp minor, maybe A major. Let's have a look. All right, I'm going to turn out all the pretty stuff for a second here. And now let's get a little bit ugly with tuning. Firstly, I should probably choose what is going to be sequencing this, otherwise it's going to go out of tune again. So let's get Ansible reset. Let's go into a new project. For this, I'm going to go to here. Wait, wrong one. Nope. All right. Oh, there we are. Let's go to this. Let's go to a new project. Let's draw a little picture. Let's go with, let's draw a... Let's draw a T. I don't know why, but that one looks good. So let's go back to this. Ooh. All right, sorry, I fucked that up. Let's go draw a T. I think I have to hold down the... Oh, yeah, there we are. Okay, cool. All right, so now let's go to... All right, so that's all going to be playing what I would believe would be a C. Let's go through the different tracks. Yep, we have different octaves as well. Cool. All right, so let's go with track one, CV, or gates rather. Let's keep those gates going. Let's then put out a C note from one. Let's plug that into volts per octave. Let's see if this changes pitch. Awesome. Well, that's a good place to start. All right. Up next, let's go to track number two. And let's run. That one's already got some CV coming out of it for some reason. All right. So for this one, let's plug into Formant. Ooh, that's very high pitch. All right, it's pretty close. Cool, that works. All right, so they're both going. Let's get a cable from each of those. Now I'm going to run those into a filter. Let's run those into the... I'm going to run one into sisters and I'm going to run the other into... Actually, I'm going to run them both into sisters. Yep. It's a classic combination, but it works. I'm going to run them, run this one into the lower. I can probably get a shorter cable. All right, so I'm going to run that into the low pass filter. And I'm going to run this one into the center. And I'm going to run maybe the all output. Into channel one. All right. Not sure why that's crackling there, that's very strange. Let's turn on some of these effects again. That's going to sound better once I have some sequences going in, especially at a slower pace. This is really fast, so I'm going to... All right, that's a good place to start. And then up next, let's get this tuning right. So if I go to the tuning window, all right, I'm going to unplug number two for a moment here. I gotta get this tuning correct. All right, so it's all playing C. How to change the root note of this thing. Right, let's go into a custom scale and see if I can change all of them. Okay, maybe it's one of those things where I'm going to have to tune my oscillators to B, if that's the root note. All right, let's give this a try. There were some really nice moments, and I think once this is working, it's going to sound super nice. That's a nice scale. All right, let's go out of scale mode again. Make it a full sequence. I've not really done that before. I've always kind of kept it a little bit like shorter. All right, so gates happening. So now that we have that, all right, let's get some effects happening on here, and then I'm going to have to send a gate out of that, maybe into maths. Let's give that a try. Let's send a gate out of Ansible that's playing along with this sequence into maths, just to trigger an amp envelope. I could probably send that into the filter as well, considering it's such a crackly pot at the moment. Now the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send it into the air input. Same gate out to the envelope. All right, let's send this out to the sisters. That's why I needed a VCA in here. So I'm going to run that into the VCA input. All right, now I'm going to send out of the VCA into sisters. I've decided that I really am not... loving Magneto as a... Oh, you know what? Let's send clocks first. I haven't even done any clocks yet. So let's set this tempo. I'm going to probably go pretty slow today. Let's go 7... Oh, let's go 62. The first clock I'm going to send is from PAMS into the clock input of Ansible. Which is a nice and slow clock. Let's also send that very same clock to... Let's go around the bottom here into Magneto's clock. All right, so now this might actually start sounding a little bit more... my flavor? So the envelope there from... send that very same clock that I'm setting into Ansible into Marble's clock input. Cool, so now that's establishing its own rhythm there. Send CV from Marbles into the length of the envelope. That's pretty. All right, let's pull the roads down. So now I'm actually going to pull the output out of Sisters, and I'm going to plug this into a second VCA. I so often forget how important a VCA is. I know that it's like modular 101, but it's one of those things that you kind of forget sometimes, just how important they are. All right, I'm going to go in. You get so distracted by like flashy effects and samplers and granulars and all those things, and you kind of forget the importance of it. All right, so I can use this now. All right, so now, I don't think I'm going to be using Crow this time for my second Just Friends. I'm going to put it in shape mode here. Why are you being weird? Oh, it's in synth mode. This is literally the most annoying thing about Just Friends. Oh, no, it's okay. It's just really slow curves. It's doing something. Let's chuck some inputs into the triggers. It's definitely in synth mode. All right, I'm gonna have to look into that. Let's go onto my Norns. I'm gonna choose. Let's go Fall for now. All right, and I'm gonna change my output device of that to output to. Don't use MIDI. Nope. To Crow. Yes. There we are. Oh. Cool. And I'm going to change this. The key of that to. I think I'm in. Let's go minor pentatonic with the root note of C minor. C. Yeah. Yep. That's. I think that's what I'm playing on the other one. Time to test this to see if it's in fact playing. All right, let's go back to the full mode. Let's go to sound transients. All right, the next leaf should fall now. Yes, there we are. All right, let's see how that's going. Pretty hot. Let's turn that down. I think sine wave is 12 o'clock. All right, so I think it's in the right key. Let's turn that down a bit and see what's happening here. Samples. Let's just go into the two synths that I have. All right, so I'm super happy with that mangrove. That sounds gorgeous. All right, let's go with this. All right, so now the Just Friends is going to come in. I'm going to have to send this clock from Pam's. All right, let's clock Crow, so that in turn we'll clock my mono norms. All right, scroll down. Where's the clock? Here we go. Clock from Crow. It's currently at 15. All right, let's change the division, clock in division. I'm currently doing Phrygian in C sharp, and that seems to be pretty close. Let's Mixolydian, just have it. I think it might be Phrygian. That might work for me. Let's keep Phrygian going. All right. So if that's going to be the case and I'm playing this clocked and it's no longer working as a... and it's no longer working as a... what's the name is for me? A modulation source. I'm going to have to get my modulation from other places. That means that I need this filtered because it's very bright. Let's actually try running this into the center input of Sisters. All right, we'll see how this goes. Hopefully it's not too... All shit, wrong one. Plug it into the center. The VCA that one as well. Okay, it's just because the what's her name's, the Just Friends all output is so loud. At this rate, I'm gonna have to put another VCA in here. Okay, I'm going to put that down an octave again, back to C sharp 2. Asking my partner to get me lunch on his way home. Okay. Let's see how this sounds. I really like that. Let's bring back the samples. All right, so I think it's time that I start filtering this piano because it's gonna do my head in. All right, so I have a new filter for this. It's called the Jewel Dagger. I was going to use it for two different sound sources, but I think I might just use it for morphogene. I do have Q-Pass as well, though, but I did want to use that as a sound source, but the way that it's going, I have so many sound sources. Just to test out how the Jewel Dagger works, let's give it a go. So for this, I'm definitely grabbing longer cables. I'm going to grab these, I'm going to route them around the side, and I'll eventually use some Velcro to lock them all in. Let's put those into channels 1 and 2. Awesome. All right. And then out of that, I'll plug back into channels 7 of the mixing desk. Thank you. too sure how long this set's supposed to go for. I should probably ask them that. All right. So I'm going to turn down my oscillators now. Let's have a listen to... That knob doesn't feel great. And he bought this last night. He didn't mention that. All right, I'm going to put this down an octave because I am going to leave this piano unclocked. All right, so... No, too low. It might also be one of those things that the acoustic piano sounds better. All right. Let's try the resonance. Oh, nice. All right, these switches on the side here seem to turn on and off high and low pass filters, I guess. So... definitely want to modulate those. Oh, that sounds really cushy and nice. All right, let's send some modulation into those because I reckon that's going to sound awesome. I've never really used the sum output of maths before. Oh, maybe I might. Is this inverted? Yeah, it is. That sounds cool. All right, let's try another output of marbles. Let's just use the LFO output. Coming in and out, love that. All right, let's also run these marbles outputs. I was going to use them as sequences. We might still. Let's chuck that LFO again. Let's chuck that into... one of the panning knobs, and then the other one, where is some other modulation coming from? Surely I have some more modulation around. I need more LFOs. All right, I have Wogglebug, that could be cool. actually going to send in... I'm just going to let this play out and see how it goes. All right, let's bring back in the oscillators. At this rate, I'm going to put everyone to sleep. I'm super happy with that. All right. What I'm not super happy with is the... Oh, wait a minute. Continue on our journey. The next step for me is going to be maybe introducing another sound. I was going to run that piano, when I was saying I wasn't overly happy with it, I was going to run that into the mimeophone, but I think I like it as it is. And I guess up next we can explore... Let's get Linnaeus in here. Let's get Linnaeus. Let's do it. All right. So I'm going to have to tune it now. The way that I've been doing this is it's tuned to C sharp. So I'm going to have to tune my Linnaeus to C sharp. Let's turn these bad boys down. I'm not going to lie to you, I am getting ultra sleepy from this. Oops, sorry about that. All right, let's tune this. Let's send this to second one, and I'm going to turn up my Q until it starts self-oscillating. Oh, I need to send it envelopes. So the way that I've been told to do this is I'm going to use maths for this. Cool. And I've been told that it's good to send maths out of itself into its own booster. And, ooh, I'm probably going to get some altered... one might be coming in there. Let's try. Alright. I'm going to put this into... humming and hawing about there was the I was plugging the envelope into the like BCA attenuators of maths, hoping that it wouldn't go into the inversion one and mess with my modulation of the filters because I love them, but it did. That's okay. Let's go now into so this is Linnaeus. You can shorten that down. Okay, so for now, let's slow that down. Let's tune this up. Okay, that's a bit better. Now let's tune. All right, well, that's in tune. For C sharp. So I'm playing in Phrygian. I'm gonna create a sequence in PAMS. Let's go modifier, let's change that to every. I might kind of get something a bit more arpeggiated for this, just to kind of give me a little bit some time to like wake up. Okay, let's go with shape. Now I'm going to do quantize to... I'm going to need to stand up for this one. All right, I'm doing a six note loop. All right, let's try now. Of course, I'm gonna have to do. Let's try and make that loop a bit faster. Okay, so that's pretty cool. Let's now trigger instead of cycle, even though I think that's really fun. I can always put that on whenever. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to trigger this via... Let's trigger this one via the marbles. Patch cables falling everywhere. Ooh, that's cool. Thank you. cool. That was an accident. That is, sounds amazing. Yeah, that's a no from me, Doug. All right, I'm still working out this filter. Maybe I should just try filtering the actual performance mixes panning. Thank you. All right, let's try the OP1, and then I think I'm going to wrap it up for today, as we've been sitting here in kind of meditative bliss for a hot minute now. I'm really liking this patch, though. It's really pretty. Okay, now let's send this one out to... I'll say one more thing. I'm not overly stoked with Magneto being the main effect of this. I'm actually thinking about taking it out of this performance patch and instead they're getting to some more modulation sources. I have a Tides I can put in there. I reckon that'd be quite nice. I love Magneto. I think it sounds amazing, but like just judging by this patch now, like I'm really loving this sort of growth and modulation throughout the pieces. And yeah, I feel like I'm missing out on some really great things because of that. Also, probably should put another VCA in here. So if I can try and fit another VCA and another modulation source into here, I'm going to be really happy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to C-Legs being my master output again. That's what I usually do anyway. Let's do that right now, actually. Oh, I've hit this microphone so many times today. And also, I'm going to change this output. So how I usually do it is I usually just run C-Legs as a straight up insert, which is a lot, but I can always control it with wet dry. And for this style of music, it's not really that hectic. So output then, send that to Lifeforms. Okay. Now take the clock from Magneto, plug it into the clock of C-Legs. Okay, fix that up, make it long, feedback normal, gain halfway up, no color, full range. Let's have a listen. C-Legs. Itself. final thing. Let's have a little bit of a jam on the OP1. So I have the OP1 running directly into Mimeophone. I'm going to run out of Mimeophone into the mix input. Why? I don't want to use a channel in the performance mixer for it, because I can always turn the output up and down on the OP1 super easily. Send some clock to that as well. I'm actually going to send clock into Wogglebug and then send that into Morphogene and Mimeophone. So you get a little bit of an unstable clock happening. Thank you. All right, I'm going to have to wrap this up here. All right, thanks for listening, and I hope that that relaxed the crap out of you, because it surely did to me. Now I'm just going to make sure I have all this saved, because that's one of my issues that I do sometimes, is I forget to save things. So the only things I need to save on here would be Norns, Ansible, PAMS will save itself, I'm not using Ornaments in Crime yet. Probably the Disting. I'm not too sure. All right, so Disting, Norns, and Ansible. All right, well, catch you next time. Thank you.